This is Jamie Walker, and welcome to HBCU Sport Voice. And here are your games of the weekend. John C. Smith will host Lincoln of PA. West Virginia State will host Notre Dame of Ohio. Jackson State will be hosting Mississippi Valley State. Tuskegee will be hosting Allen University at the Cramden Bowl. Bluefield State will be hosting Fort Valley State. Central State will be hosting Miles College. St. Aug will be hosting Bowie State. Shaw will be hosting Elizabeth City State. Lane will be hosting Edward Waters. Northeastern State will be hosting Lincoln of Missouri. Wayland Baptist will be hosting Texas College. Bethune-Cookman will be hosting Grambling State. Delaware State will be hosting Merrimack. Morehouse will be hosting Savannah State. Norfolk State will be hosting St. Francis of PA. Texas San Antonio will be hosting Texas Southern. Fayetteville State will be hosting Virginia Union. Livingston will be hosting Virginia State. North Carolina Central will be hosting Virginia Lynchburg. Alabama State will be hosting Prairie View A&M. Alcorn State will be hosting Arkansas Pine Bluff. Arkansas Baptist will be hosting Langston University. Benedict will be hosting Kentucky State. Shawan will be hosting Winston-Salem State. Clark Atlanta will be hosting Albany State. Delaware will be hosting Hampton. FAMU will be hosting Alabama A&M. And North Carolina A&T will be hosting South Carolina State. And now, your football-focused Friday questions. Out of the SIAC, after eking out a victory last week against Allen University, can Fort Valley go to Bluefield State with their big playability and win the ballgame? Out of the CIAA, Virginia Union travels to perennial runner-up Fayetteville State. Is Fayetteville State still as strong as they once were, or is there a possibility that the South is up for grabs? Out of the SWAC, are we still sleeping on Pine Bluff, or do we still have a reason to be skeptical? Out of the MEAC, which of the teams is more likely to get a big out-of-conference win? South Carolina State, Dell State, or Norfolk State? And in a bonus question, is Hampton for real? I guess we're about to see as they take on Delaware. This has been the HBCU Sport Voice. Follow me on Twitter at SportVoiceJW. For the quickest trip in HBCU football, make sure you follow, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. We're talking about HBCU football. This has been Jamie Walker for HBCU Sport Voice.